AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Federal District Judge in Fort Worth, Texas, blocks President Joe Biden's plan to forgive student loan debts for millions of borrowers. Judge Mark Pittman, a Trump appointee, says the program usurps Congress' power to make laws. There was no immediate response from the White House. Three Senate races will decide the Senate majority. There is a December 6 runoff in Georgia between incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker. Senate races in Nevada and Arizona still too close to call. Hundreds of thousands of ballots being counted in both states. In Maricopa County, Arizona's largest, County Supervisor's Chair Bill Gates says many ballots came in the last day.
We had 290,000 mail-in ballots dropped off at our vote centers on Election Day. That broke the previous record by 70%.
Republicans say it might be time for former President Donald Trump to move on after the poor showing in the midterm elections. Virginia Republican Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle Sears, once a vocal Trump supporter, said voters sent a very clear message that enough is enough. Trump plans to announce his third run for the White House next Tuesday. The government report showing the rate of inflation fell for a fourth straight month in October sparked a bit of a frenzy on Wall Street.
A government report showing inflation slowed in October cheered Wall Street. It now surged 3.7% on the news, more than 1,200 points, closed at 33,715, while the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ composite registered even bigger gains. The S&P up 5.5% or 207 points, the NASDAQ adding 761, a whopping 7.4%. Consumer prices rose at a better-than-expected 7.7% annual rate last month. That's fueling hope the Federal Reserve won't have to be so aggressive about raising interest rates. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is AP News. A noose has been found at the Obama Presidential Center construction site in Chicago.
The firm building the Obama Presidential Center suspended operations Thursday after a noose was found at the Chicago site, and it offered a $100,000 reward to help find who was responsible. Lakeside Alliance, a partnership of black-owned construction firms, said it reported the incident to police. Former President Barack Obama's foundation also released a statement calling the discovery a shameless act of cowardice and hate designed to get attention and cause division. The center is slated to open in 2025. I'm Norman Hall.
The digital civil rights group, the Center for Countering Digital Hate, reports instances of racial slurs and other offensive terms soaring on Twitter since Elon Musk purchased the influential platform. The report counters assurances from Twitter's now former head of trust and security that it had reduced hateful activity. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.